Hi, I'm Stan.
And I'm Shen.
And each week we bring you the Stan and Shen Show. And each week we talk about fun things through our travels throughout the capital region. We touch on food, we touch on news, try to touch heavily on good news. And Shen's always available with hot takes.
Yeah, so if you could follow along and listen to us every week on dailygazette.com or on all major streaming platforms, we'd love to have you join us.
And this is why Shannon doesn't do math, is because the Amazon math is everything she returns is then more money to spend.
That's not Amazon math. That's in general, that's girl math. That's how girl math is done. If we return something, we made money because the money was already spent. So you just made money.
I'm going to have to make an Excel spreadsheet on this too.
Go look it up.
That's the math.
Go look it up on TikTok. TikTok hasn't disappeared quite yet, so you can go look it up.
Yes, Romancy, and you can be on TikTok.
Go look up girl math, and I'm telling you, I'm not the only one who does this. You got girl math, you got girl dinner. Girl dinner is like a Coke, a bag of chips, and like happiness. And that's
What's a guy dinner? Ramen noodles and Mountain Dew? I mean, that's why that was my college meal.
Beef jerky and Mountain Dew. That's editing. Yeah. That's editing food.
Nice.
That's what you just. That's why movies take 2 years to edit, because that's all you're doing. So, speaking of magic numbers, podcast number 26. So we can legally rent a car for the Stan and Shen Show.
Are you going to come in with something every single time?
No, only on magic numbers.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't consider 26 a magic number.
Well, it was going to be 25, but we did 25 with Daryl, so we're hitting
25. We legally can own a handgun.
Exactly.
And 26, you get kicked off your parents' health insurance.
There we go.
Yeah, we just talked about that.
Yeah. Are we getting cake for 28?
Why would you get cake for 28?
Apparently not.
I don't.
Who here is 28?
Oh, I mean, I am. No.
Okay, thank you.
Yes.
You will be 29.
Apparently so.
Oh, my God. I'm going to need to be next door during a traffic stop. So welcome to the Stan and Shen Show, where math is not our forte.
Neither is age, apparently.
But we're here to talk about all fun things with our own Justin Cook. And we say our own because it's truly friend of the podcast.
Yes.
Which
correct.
Shen's finally starting to adapt to me saying all.
Well, his makes sense because, I mean, he like was with us before the podcast really became a podcast, or just right around the time the podcast became a podcast. So he's like an OG.
And I've been a big fan of the podcast since before day one.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And because anyone we run into, I say he's a friend of the podcast.
That's I just think he's being too loosey-goosey with the term. Not everybody can be a friend. Some can be acquaintances.
I'm like,
some can be colleagues.
So maybe there is a room for like a podcast bestie.
Yeah.
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 Hey, we could do Stan and Shen cards. You know, the Stan and Shen gold card, like for $100, you could be an official member. Our own Patreon. No.
You don't want to make cell phones?
Well, it has to be here's what we do. We would do the Stan version would be a flip phone and the Shen phone would be a smartphone.
I was around when they had flip phones.
So this is Shannon saying, this is the conversation. I'm not that young, Stan, because she remembered cassettes.
Oh, I remember cassettes too. I also remember flip phones, but my first real phone that I actually purchased was a BlackBerry. Remember the little like mouse?
I had one of those. I had one of the ones that slides up.
I never heard it's called that.
The one that slid up on the side and you flipped it and it had the keyboard. I had one of those. Yeah. Because yesterday I said, I'm still like old enough to remember like when you had to tell everybody to shut up in a room so you could record.
Something.
I know you're like MP3 player because you didn't want to buy music or on your phone because you didn't want to buy it. Like
that's where you just did. I remember using the dual cassette deck where you were recording off the radio on two different cassettes at 10 o'clock at night because it was the Fly 92 top 10 at 10.
Okay.
And then.
Well, don't age yourselves here, guys.
And then TRL, recording TRL with VHS tapes.
I just want to point that out. We watched the first time I watched The Lion King was on the VHS tape.
And speaking of which, Beauty and the Beast will be here later in the month.
I don't have any tickets. It's unfortunate anyway.
I don't think any of us have any tickets. But they talked about
if they want a lovely review written, I can tell you right now it's going to be a lovely review. I'm just saying.
Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Young woman playing Belle talked about she knew a Beauty and the Beast when she was in grade school and she played a sugar cube. It was the first time she was part of Beauty and the Beast, and now she's playing Belle. So that was like pretty awesome time.
Now think about all the fun things like that we used to have to like record on big bulky equipment, store in our house on VHS tapes. Now folks can just go to like a fun event and like record with their cell phone, upload it to the cloud somewhere and like enjoy it forever and share it.
Yeah.
Unlimited.
Sharing is caring.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Yes, that's why I looked directly at Shannon when I said that. So we have Justin Cook, a Scotia Village trustee, who is on the board of directors of Freedom Park in Scotia, and one of the pillars of Electric Blue DJ Services.
Well, that's my side gig. I'm a big fan of DJing. Talk about a job that's gotten easier with MP3s. I no longer have to lug CDs around, and my speakers have gotten louder but smaller. It's great.
So thank you for coming on, and you were kind enough to stop into the office and talk to the powers that be, Miles Reed. And
Miles is awesome.
And
he said powers as if there's more than
we're trying to be big. You know, the Gazette Media Group, I think, is our next name.
You can't get past Miles. It's
so that's it. He knew. It's like if I'm going to get shot down, we're not going to talk to the gang and get us too excited about it and then have disappointment. So you came in to talk about June 27th. And the July 4th celebration at Freedom Park, and you have a ton of stuff planned for that night, rain or shine.
It is a rain or shine event, and there's so much going on. We have, this has actually been going on for 49 years. It started back in 1976 to kind of receive the bicentennial barge, and Jumping Jacks has kept it going each and every year. Last year, the Village of Scotia decided to come in as a partner and really host it, expand it, and we grew it. So in addition to the traditional fireworks at the end of the night, great way to end the night, you have a Freedom Park concert at 8 with this year Union Depot, a nice classic rock band. And then before that, the Electric City Water Ski Show team takes the river, which turns into a stage, and they do jumps, a bunch of acrobatics on the water, on water skis, and that starts at 7.
Dan was trying to get me to go do, and I first of all, I can't swim. So that was, I'll learn to kayak, canoe, whatever he wants to
learn
do.
Learn to row with Burn Hills Rowing Association.
Sure.
Is going to happen.
Okay. So water skiing?
Water skiing is awesome. And,
too far.
Not many communities have a water ski show team. And, they all summer long, every Tuesday, they put on a show right down in Jumpin' Jacks. And, they have, they're all, most of all volunteers. And, they actually teach people how to water ski there. So you can actually, I believe.
No, you can learn.
Show up, learn how to water ski. And the next thing you know, you'll see a big jump in the middle of the Mohawk River. That's not for speedboats or the packet boats that are using the Erie Canal. Those are for the ski jumpers. And it's
that part that scares me.
We're not having you jump. We're just having you go up and down the Mohawk real quick.
They do this triangle, like where they stack skiers on top of each other.
Also not doing that.
Go right down the Mohawk. It's fantastic.
Yeah, we just caught their practice heading into their Learn to Water Ski, which is this Saturday. Kate was here, the intern, so I was able to go down there and take some photos. And it's affectionately, it's probably 6 to 60 as far as the ages go of people that are on the skis. You got a lot of veterans out there. You got some great looking older guys that are the base, and you got people up on their shoulders and you've got the littles up on their shoulders and just no fear.
No fear.
Near fear. Laying back and doing the waves.
See, this is why I can't do it. I have only fear.
So, I've been looking around. It's like there's really no other fireworks show that has a water ski show. So it's something.
Schenectady is really a unique place. We have a nighttime parade, the largest in the Northeast, and a fireworks show that has water skiers.
Yep.
It's
a whole water show. And something new we added last year that's coming back, are living history exhibits. So, some of us may have had the opportunity to go to Colonial Williamsburg or Fort Ticonderoga or Boston, where you see these reenactments of major parts of American history. We're bringing in a reenactment troupe of Revolutionary War reenactors doing musket musket drills, cannon firings.
Yeah, this is why. This is what
and Shen, I encourage you to come on over, and maybe I can talk with the cannon sergeant.
Oh, we're definitely firing one.
To fire off a cannon.
We're going to fire a cannon. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's happening.
They're also going to reenact the forehanging.
I have to cry.
It's everyone. Everyone turns into a kid in a toy store when they see a cannon. Yeah. It's just, even I do it. I fanboy over the cannon.
It's on my short list of things to do in life.
Is to fire off a Revolutionary War cannon?
Yeah.
Nice.
Why not?
Mine's to be fired out of one, so I don't know if I pull two birds with one stone or no.
Something tells me the public safety team might nix that idea.
Yeah, right. Even if it's toward the water?
It's an ask for thank you. Because I can sweat. It's an ask for next year. It's like being on stage at Belmont.
I think we could put two shows into one. We fire the cannon and see if he lands on top of the pyramid. Just saying. That's a new stunt. Let's talk about it.
We'll have to make sure we have proper insurance coverage. So the other element, they're going to be reenacting the creation of the Schenectady Committee of Safety, which may not sound like much to the average person, but that actually brought Schenectady into the Revolutionary War cause. And you can see how, you know, some folks may have been for it. Some people were against it, you know, whether or not to be on the American cause or stay loyal to Britain. And so really this event has become just as much about celebrating, commemorating our shared American history and how, you know, the Declaration of Independence, you know, really started a great experiment that I think we're still working on today. And to see what life was like, what soldiers, you know, dressed like, carried, and even the tents that they slept in is really unique. But a little bit of local history. Scotia was actually the site of a muster ground for the 2nd Albany Militia and right behind Glenn Sanders' mansion. So here this event happens literally steps from where history was made and where everyday ordinary Schenectadians, which at that time included Scotia and Glenville, left Scotia and marched north to the Battle of Saratoga. So it's a pretty unique historic place that I don't think many of us know how historic it actually is.
And what kind of causes, I mean, because you look at it like the Village of Scotia, I mean, you kind of like died feet first last year and now a year later and you're like at this level. This is like, and this isn't, again, as we talked about earlier, a magic number. This isn't 275, 250, you know, this is second year in.
This is 249, but it's second year for the village really kind of taking this on. And I, you know, there's a saying, I know we've all heard, it takes a village. Well, in this case, it takes a village, it takes a town, it takes a county, and it takes the entire community. And that's really how we've been able to kind of pull this off last year. And this year, we have a dedicated group of volunteers, 5 volunteers on our planning committee that since November have been having conversations on how do we plan this out? How do we stage different activities? Where we go? And then, you know, of course, you know, all the public safety elements, the things that people don't necessarily see or think about, you know, that's really done in partnership with all the law enforcement agencies in the county, including the county sheriff, the town of Glendale Police Department, all with our Scotia Police Department taking the lead. You know, but then also the volunteer fire districts coming in and helping to support to make sure that we have the first responder care we need on a summer day. So it's really a team effort. It's not just the Village of Scotia putting it on. And then you have our corporate partners like Jumpin' Jacks that come and pay for the fireworks, who bring the fireworks. And then, you know, we have a whole group of sponsors that are, you know, making, you know, really charitable contributions to really make this event possible. And then, you know, once we get into the kids zone, you see another level of community partnership. We have the YMCA coming, really anchoring our kids zone alongside Camp Pattersonville and the Scotia Glenville PTA. So it's really a community endeavor.
So, you know, a couple of years ago, I remember this when we were writing the story that there was this potential that the fireworks weren't going to happen. It's a lot of upset community members. Do you think that sort of nervousness has kind of tapered off now that you guys have sort of, you know, helped step in and we have more sponsors and more people willing to participate? Do you think that sort of moment there was kind of eye-opening to the community about the importance of this event?
Well, I mean, yeah, there's another saying, sorry to get like cheesy, But, you know, you never really know what you have until it's gone, right?
And yeah.
I think last year when there was the possibility of not having it because, you know, we didn't have the infrastructure in place, the fireworks, I think Jumping Jacks was going to do fireworks no matter what, but mm-hmm. it wouldn't have necessarily have been as big or coordinated community activity as it is now because of the cost. Like, I don't think people realize, like, how much time, attention, and resources it takes to put on a fireworks show, especially a fireworks show around the 4th of July, mm-hmm. which is like the number one time for fireworks anywhere in the United States. So, you know, I think that really kind of rallied the business community in realizing that, you know, a village our size, you know, putting on an event like this is not something that the village could afford alone. And it's not something that Jumping Jacks can afford alone. They've stewarded it for 47 years on their own, a local business. And that to me is incredible. And, you know, now the Village of Scotia coming in as a partner, you know, kind of matches that real generosity that Jumping Jacks has shown over the last four decades. And then to have our support and our time matched by, you know, local businesses, labor unions, community organizations, it's pretty incredible.
So for Ash is the next question, which will be what's your going to be your favorite part. Stan and I must announce that we are actually part of this year's event as the MCs. And so I go into the next question with a heavy wink on this. What's your favorite part of this? What's going to be your favorite part?
Of course, the Stan and Shen show as MCs.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. But seriously, what will be your favorite part? I know we've discussed some things, and I am totally down for the Scotia Surf and Turf, which came to my knowledge this year, is a Jumpin' Jacks Jack Burger, which I've never had, but I did have Jumpin' Jacks the first time I ever came here. They sent me to Jumpin' Jacks.
How can you go to Jumpin' Jacks and not have a Jack Burger?
So I was not prepared nor told the first time that they ever sent me down there. It was two of us, and I'm blanking on the former reporter's name at the time, but we had both just started, both not from this era, so they sent us there to eat for the day and talk about it, and we wrote about it, and I don't think, to my knowledge, I had the Jack Burger. I think I kind of went pretty simple for my first time, but I did get the sweet potato fries, which I dipped in the strawberry milkshake, which became a whole situation in this office. Ooh. Yes, right? Agreed. Thank Ooh. You. And so now...
We're for Melba sauce. Here comes a Jumpin' Jack strawberry shake.
So I am excited.
Turn and slide.
Ooh. You came up with a new thing. So I'm excited to do the Jack Burger and the lobster roll from Cousins Maine.
Cousins Maine is actually going to be one of the vendors here this year.
So Cousins Maine, just make sure you save me one because I'm coming.
I don't know.
We may have a runner because we're tail. This is what I learned. We learned from Belmont that we can have people.
Our runner is actually just still.
Get us almost anything.
Yeah.
Wink, wink, nod, nod. The Stan and Shen show inside joke, which we'll share with Justin afterwards. Yeah, so yeah, that was like part of your meeting and you know, talking about support from the Gazette Media Group.
You can put a new name every single time.
Well, apparently there's a new name. My name apparently is going to be retired, so.
Oh.
But anyway.
We're no longer the Daily Gazette family of newspapers. We're going to be the Daily Gazette Media Group.
Well, hey, Daily Gazette's venturing out into new media.
Oh.
It's a new day for journalism.
Charge?
It'd be us.
It'd be the Stan and Shen show leading the charge into a new brand of journalism.
We might end up on the wall next
to with a shout out to the Parting Shots podcast.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
So we're both so excited.
We've been talking outfits. I need the weather to work.
To work.
Are you wearing a red, white, and blue suit?
So we said that if you came on the podcast, there would be gifts.
Nice. Uh-oh. What is
this?
So this
is a gift for Justin.
It's a box.
It does not jump out at you.
Nice. It's a coffee mug.
And you turn it around.
It's the I Have a Limited Edition Collector Stan and Shen Show coffee mug.
And since...
Even I don't have a mug. I just want to point
that out. Nice.
And as I said, there would be gifts.
Oh, boy. I know what this is going to be. No, you did, Ed. Yeah, you did.
There we go.
And nope.
Yep.
That
now we'll have our red, white, and blue now.
Red, white, and blue, and very retro. I love it. It's like an old baseball jersey.
Yes, we went with the 3/4 sleeve red with the Stan and Shen logo on the blue.
I love it.
So that's
So if it could not be 97 degrees that day.
I hope it's 90. I hope it's
86.
I hope it's not 65 degrees and sunny. That'd just be really weird.
I mean, it will be a little later in the day, which will be nice. But if it could not be humid, I'll take 80s, but not humid, please. Yeah. A little breeze in there.
So asking me like what my favorite part of the show, other than the Stan and Shen show Evan sees, is kind of like asking me to pick a favorite child. It's really, you know, there's so much to
it. Hold on. Everybody does have a favorite child, even if they don't want to say it.
I only have one child, so it's pretty easy for me to have a favorite child.
That's why Chloe and I connected on Sunday, because we're both only children.
Absolutely.
We have that automatic connection.
Yep. And she's now like, every time I walk somewhere and I say hi to somebody, she's like, oh, he knows someone else. I'm like, yeah, sorry, honey. But I will say I'm a huge history buff. And I have to say, seeing Revolutionary War reenactors and cannons, that's kind of becoming my favorite part. But also as a Freedom Park board member, I have to say Freedom Park is such a unique place.
Yes.
Where else can you watch live music from local musicians playing some of your favorite songs along a river with a beautiful sunset?
Classic rock. So happy.
Which is now apparently on Spotify called Dad Rock. But I have to say, you know, I think it's really, that's something unique, but, you know, really it's everything together that kind of creates this feeling. And the vendors and the kids zone, to see the kids like having a good time with the
activities. You might catch me in the kids zone.
Hey, we're going to have like campsite games, like games that you would typically play at
summer camp. I don't know if I should participate because I'm very like.
The big reveal. Okay. Drum roll. The YMCA is bringing their brand new Y on the Fly mobile recreation van. So it's going to be packed full of activities that they're going to come in, they're going to unload, and just, you know, make sure there's something fun for every kid to enjoy. And our splash pad will be open. So if it is a 97 degree day,
that'd be good.
You'll be able to cool off. And then our new playground that the village just completed will also be open for kids to enjoy.
Can I just note, as someone who has worked for a Y, I love just the amount of things that they do in a community. Like, they are more than just your typical gym. They have so many programs, especially for kids. And so I worked at one back in Syracuse for a little over a year, almost 2 years, and it was one of my favorite jobs in the whole world. Not during COVID. It was not my favorite job during COVID.
I actually used to work at the Y, too, when I was in high school.
Yeah, so, and I just, I love what they do, you know.
They are such an important community organization, and this Y on the Fly van is going to take all the fun that I think a lot of kids see in the YMCA, and they're going to bring it to neighborhoods and parks and places that may not necessarily have easy access to a Y. And, you know, there are teen nights that they do. They can roll up and do a teen night anywhere now. It doesn't have to be in a traditional facility. But also, if there's areas where seniors might need a little bit of food support, you know, the van's going to be able to bring some of those elements and help and assistance to neighborhoods as well. So we're excited. The van's going to be on location, parked in the kid zone, with staff members from the Glenville Y, Schenectady Y, Clifton Park Y, and other YMCAs around the Capital Region.
And so for planning purposes, what should people keep in mind if they want to come to the event? Yeah, time.
So the events kick off at 4, and obviously it ends at dark when the fireworks show happens. So one of the things, we have plenty of event parking on site. You know, parking is $10 on site. You know, the earlier you come, I think
we get a special parking spot, right?
Absolutely.
Stan gets a special parking spot.
We have volunteer. We do have volunteer parking, so we are looking for some volunteers to help.
I was going to say, you guys are still continuing to look for
volunteers. Yeah, we are still looking for volunteers, which we could talk about in a little bit. But for folks to know is when they come, you know, come park, hang out. We have plenty of food vendors, you know, with a wide variety. Jumping Jacks, obviously, anchoring it all.
My people at Nibble Nosh.
Nibble Nosh will be there. Actually, Nibble Nosh, a shout out to Nibble Nosh. So Adrian, the owner of the co-owner of Nibble Nosh, is on our planning committee.
Yes. She is. So yes, told new curriculum before your appearance.
So she has been literally really helping to curate our Liberty Market, which is the place where you can find crafters and you know, some treats, like their firework cookie box, you know, inviting food trucks, you know, Flacos Tacos. I can't name them all, but they'll all be featured on our Facebook page as well as on the Facebook event. So there's plenty to do when you're down there to wait for the fireworks. So we encourage people to come at 4 o'clock. At 5, Baker School of Dance is going to be doing a special performance and celebrating their 90th anniversary.
Wow.
That's incredible. How many businesses do you know hitting 90 years? And so they're going to have their young dancers and young at heart dancers on stage, you know, performing for the community at 5. Well, party music by Electric Blue DJ Service kind of going on the Schenectady County stage, as well as our MCs here in this room.
Which I'm sure will have plenty of dad jokes.
Plenty of dad jokes.
From Stan.
I, as a dad, look forward to those dad jokes. Because
I may come up with some 4th of July trivia. We'll see.
4th of July trivia is fun.
Ha!
Oh, ha! See, I might steal some of his dad joke content and use it in my own father-daughter relationship.
This event's definitely going to spark.
Nothing is better than a good eye roll.
Oh, that's why she's around. That's why she's around. We're just going
to... Just try not to lose a contact when I do it.
We're going to put a solo camera on Shen during the holiday parade this year. I've been curating Christmas dad jokes since the parade.
Nice.
So it may be float, dad joke, float, dad joke, float. How about my Frog Alley people?
There will be parking restrictions around the village, so that is something to be mindful of, you know, because we want to make sure when everybody leaves the fireworks that we have everybody leaving in an orderly fashion and that, you know, emergency vehicles can navigate around the village. So paying attention to no parking signs, coming early, that's the best way for you to kind of come and enjoy the fireworks.
Obviously, parking and things like that, that fundraising is for, does that help?
That goes right back in to help pay for the event. So, you know, it's like, paying $10 for parking. It's not like you're paying $10 for parking because we want to charge for parking. This is almost, you can think of it like a donation. The money goes right back and invested into making the fireworks show possible.
And I think the other thing to notice that the village is a very walkable place, so you should anticipate a significant number of people trying to cross streets.
Yeah.
Be mindful of that as they head to the park because...
Especially out.
Yes.
We are very proud to be a walkable community. Yeah. And you know, so making sure you're watching your speed as you're coming over the bridge into the event.
This is a gentle reminder that the speed does go down to 30, maybe even slower that day.
Yeah.
And again,
Public Safety did a great job for cruising on the avenue.
Yep.
Every year they do a great job. I mean, it's you're well aware, like, no, you're not going straight. You can go left or right, and it's a thing.
You know, as we get closer to the fireworks, you know, Western Gateway Bridge will close as we get closer to the fireworks. So we'll have all that information once it's finalized, posted on the website. And I know part of our wonderful relationship with the Daily Gazette Media Group, you know, will be to make sure that the information on road closures, parking restrictions, and event parking is available on the Daily Gazette website.
Yeah, and we'll be doing Facebook Lives, probably, you know, we'll schedule it out probably right at 4 when we get there as it starts in, and then maybe with somebody on the dock when the water ski team goes by and before
we'll
the fireworks. We'll get her close to the water. We still have more gifts.
More gifts. Yeah, oh my gosh.
You can put this one on your DJ equipment. So you can have Electric Blue on your iMac, you know, on your MacBook there. But if you wanted to put on a Stan and Shen sticker and share that with your lovely daughter.
Absolutely.
Who I think would get a kick out of it. And we may be handing some of those out that day.
Yes.
As well as.
I told you, I might have some 4th of July trivia or some United States of America trivia. Let's test people's knowledge.
Prizes. All about civic engagement, history awareness.
Yeah. So
I'm all for it, especially when it's done in such a fun way.
Yeah, this is a heads up. Come prepared.
Bring your little pocket constitution, maybe your pocket declaration.
Oh, my God. If anyone brings a pocket constitution, automatic sticker. Automatic sticker.
What if they highlight the First Amendment?
Automatic selfie.
Oh, that too. Yeah. Because we love a good pocket. I don't have a pocket constitution. I just have like a textbook. Like I have the gigantic one. I have the president's constitution at home.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Is there a special prize for anyone who highlights the First Amendment and how important it is?
No, correct, yes.
And how important a free press is?
Yeah, very important.
Which we'll get reminded of the minute they talk about the Constitution. Which
oh, yes. Yes, they will, because remember, for the press in journalism, the only job specified and protected in the Constitution.
Absolutely. So. Anything else on the 27th? Anything else we need to cover before we get into shenanigans?
So, I mean, I feel like we covered it all. The other kind of unique element too is part of our Liberty Market. We have this group called Community Row, and so we're going to have like community service organizations that are doing fundraisers and, you know, selling snow cones, kettle corn, pizza in the park with Glenville Rotary. So it's really Glenville Rotary, Scotia Rotary selling the kettle corn. If you've not tried the Scotia Rotary kettle corn, I encourage you to do so.
I can't eat anything that
it's thin. Made right on site in a giant kettle, and these volunteers are out there in front of a hot kettle making fresh kettle corn for everyone.
I gotta get a good workout in the morning.
And then the youth leaders of DMLA sell snow cones, and so, you know, and all these proceeds, you know, go to support, you know, different projects that these organizations do within the community, whether it's making park improvements or supporting other nonprofits or youth groups.
So another good reminder, bring your cash. I don't know what the credit card situation is, but you should always have cash on hand.
Back and forth.
Yeah, so be prepared.
And there's an ATM not too far away from one of our sponsors in First National Bank of Scotia is coming large as a sponsor.
Great.
You know, our red sponsors this year, you know, we have... don't want to miss any of this. So
that's the challenge. It's like the acceptance speech. So like when Shin and I get our...
I'd like to thank the Academy.
When we get our Eddie Award for Best Podcast in Capital Region next year. Not a category. But
will they allow us to host next year and then at the end we continue on and the music starts playing? It's only because we must thank everybody who's been on the show.
Right, we're going to go through a list. We're gonna read off every subscriber.
Yeah.
So, okay. We have our presenting sponsor, obviously Jumpin' Jacks. Our premier sponsor is actually Brian and Judy Merriam. They actually came in and over 2 years gave us a donation of $10,000 each year to really make this happen. So
are they going
to
be there? We got to give them
They are going to be here. And I was actually, we might have a surprise. Judy is a fantastic singer. So we may have a surprise.
Shannon is not a fantastic singer.
I was going to say no duet.
So no duet on that.
So we're definitely going to have a ceremonial firework lighting just before the fireworks start that may involve a cannon. And then, so our red sponsors, these are our folks who've, you know, given really kind of taken the lead. We have Price Chopper Market 32, the great, great community partner. We actually have the Laborers Local 157. So these are, it's the labor union of hardworking men and women who really build the Capital Region. We have the Schenectady County Arts and Culture Grant through the county legislature, and then the town of Glenville. Our blue sponsor is First National Bank of Scotia. This is their second year back. They're one of our original sponsors. And then our white sponsors, we have, you know, Fogg's Automotive, the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers. You know, they're the ones who help keep the lights on around the Capital Region and in our homes. So we're appreciative of them coming on board as a sponsor. And then, of course, Stewart Shops. So you can bring your...
We're not rocking our Stewarts today, but... shall be that day.
I have my Stewart's coffee.
You're represented.
Yeah.
And I may end
usually
up
one
with a Stewart's ice cream flight at least one time between now and the 27th. And then Vacation Travel Design, which is a local travel agency. The owner is also a member of our planning committee and has been instrumental in helping to make this happen. But it is happy. Last but certainly not least, our first ever media sponsor, the Daily Gazette.
Woo. What can we say? We like to be first in everything.
Okay, so shenanigans.
Yes, shenanigans away.
What's your Stewart's flight? What's your three flavors?
So I love their new peanut butter caramel.
The chaos. The peanut butter caramel chaos is phenomenal.
Any ice cream with peanut butter. And then I am a peanut butter pandemonium fan. I go.
Okay, that's, you know, it's reasonable. It's like the second best ice cream they have.
So, and then I have to say, a firecracker.
You know, I had that
fireworks. Fireworks ice cream.
Yeah,
it's got the pop pops.
I had it for the first time last year, and I was like, I was taken back. I was not prepared. No one told me it goes like pop, pop, pop in your mouth, and
pop
I was
rocks,
like, ah!
Which you and I remember. But
I remember pop rocks. I would go to Fitzy's, was the corner store by my house in Troy, and I would walk to Fitzy's and get pop rocks and Big League Chew, and
it probably only cost you 20 cents.
Oh, good.
I remember when gas was a dollar.
So next is putting on your electric blue hat.
Yeah.
What's your top four albums?
Ooh. Again, you're asking me to pick a favorite child, Stan.
There's four.
All right. So I have to say,
this day and age, four is enough.
Let's I'm a big fan of Blink-182 and Enema of the State.
Ooh.
That was actually the first CD.
Come to SPAC late this year.
The first CD I ever bought was that.
Okay.
And then I am a big Billy Joel fan. So
you're gonna be happy summer night.
Oh, Lords of 42nd. So happy. Billy Joel's greatest hits album, the first one he came out with, anything with Piano Man or We Didn't Start the Fire is amazing. I have to say, Bruno Mars,
such a talent,
you know, to go back to that 70s funk,
yeah. And it's not just it's not only that he can sing it. He can dance it.
Yeah. So that's
he's got the
look. He's an entertainer.
Old school entertainer.
And
the foot movement.
The doo-wop album. I love doo-wop. Now, that's three.
Yep.
So four.
This is where it gets hard.
So this is
and
when
you can go 5 and 10.
So it's really a choice. And you know, this comes off of what I call my guilty pleasure playlist. So these are the songs that I was ashamed to say I loved in high school. Yeah. But now.
High school. Okay.
But now I'm like all for it.
Okay.
So it's really a toss-up between NSYNC's pop album or Backstreet Boys' Millennium. And it really depends on my mood of the day.
Stock is falling so fast.
Stock is falling, but I am a...
Tell him bop-a-ba.
I'm telling you right now, the female listeners are like, your star is rising.
So you want a funny dad? You want a funny dad moment that made my dog had the biggest eye roll? We're in the middle of Disney World. Right.
Did you break out dancing?
At the you know too much. So we were at our Disney resort, Pop Century, at the pool party, and Bye 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 comes on.
Yes, and you did the dance. You were like,
and I did the Bye 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 dance, and
everybody knows it.
Everyone, even the dads.
Yeah.
Us 30-something, 40-something dads got up and started doing the Bye 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 dance with me, and all our daughters. You could hear the eye roll, just. Come across the pool. It was great. So
I appreciate it.
Okay, next up on Shenanigans. As a DJ.
Yeah.
Where are you at on Taylor Swift?
So
why do you have to start drama all the time? You know that
as a DJ, Taylor Swift is a quintessential top request, especially among the younger generation.
I bet you I could probably guess what one of the top songs is.
Let him.
So, you know, Shake It Off really gets people dancing. 22 kind of brings everybody back, wishing they were 22 again. You know, my daughter is a big Swiftie. So by natural extension, I become a Swiftie dad. At the car show, you saw my shirt. Hi, I'm the dad. It's me. That was my Father's Day present last year. So I have to say I'm a fan of Taylor Swift. Not so much a fan of her choice of NFL team, but you know, go Eagles, fly Eagles, fly.
Well, by extension, she does like them too.
That is true. She was an Eagles fan before she was a Chiefs fan, and I get the loyalty that she needs to have now.
Yeah,
gotcha.
And I mean, her technically, you know, Travis's brother is a former Eagles.
Yes, he is.
So you know, the love is still there.
Love is still there.
I got one more.
Oh joy.
But this is a good one.
Okay, what is it?
I'll give you three. Give you three. Three people you'd most like to have for dinner guests, alive or dead. Being a historian, we've done it on occasion, but with your love of history and things like that, I got a good breath.
So I'd love, can it be more than that? Can it be like a dinner party?
Three?
Only three?
It's the Stan and Chen show. It's not only Justin G. Yet. Wait until something down to her, and then it'll be Stan and Justin. We'll call it two bald guys.
Two
bald.
Okay.
Love it.
And we'll be shining lights.
Beacons to guide.
I got two, but I can't come up with my third. I'm having a hard time with that one.
Good.
We'll
I'm having Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Taylor Swift. The conversation.
The conversation would be on point. I would not dissent to that one.
Nice.
So I have to say, I would love to have a conversation with George Washington. Like, what was going through his mind? Not just when he was at Valley Forge, kneeling in the cold, wondering how he was going to keep this ragtag team of, you know, farmers, merchants, ordinary people together. I'd love to kind of see that, hear from him on that. But then, what was it like to try to lead the effort to establish the Constitution? Because that was another, like, really pinnacle moment. So, like, the revolution happened, and it's like, and then what? And, you know, I think England at the time was just hoping we'd cave and fall back and come crawling back home, but they were like, nope. So the other person I'd like to have at that table is my six-time great-grandfather. So I've been doing a little bit of genealogy, and I found out that my sixth-generation great-grandfather was Sher Jessup Bourne. I love his name, by the way, Sher Jessup. And his brother, Benjamin Bourne, lived in Rhode Island. They're apparently Harvard graduates. That didn't help me get into Harvard.
It was a safety school.
It was a safety school. So they were in Rhode Island. And as you know, Rhode Island was the last state, colony to ratify the Constitution. And the two of them were the deciding vote.
Ooh.
And
that's kind of cool.
What was that like? So you had, like, you know, many, many years of war, and then you had, you know, the political battle of Constitution versus no Constitution, Federalists versus Anti-Federalists. And, you know, so that would be an interesting story to kind of hear. And then, you know, I have to then probably invite the President Obama. I'd love to have a conversation with President Obama.
Obama's on my list. Much to the chagrin of people in the office.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I remember being in college when he was a senator, and, you know, reading his book, you know, Dreams of My Father, and then The Audacity of Hope. And, you know, he had such a hopeful message and a positive message and a recognition that, you know, we do all come from someplace else, but that we all, you know, have a different view of how something should go. And, you know, when we look up, when we think about, like, you know, the 4th of July coming up and next year being the 250th, you know, there's this sense that we live in such a divided time, you know, Republican versus Democrat. And, you know, really, we have to ask ourselves, the success of our democracy actually comes from our disagreements. And it's how we overcome those disagreements that, you know, makes our country, you know, as great as it is today. And, you know, we have to recognize that unity isn't sameness. Unity doesn't mean we always have to agree, but we get our unity from the fact that we have a respect for one another as neighbors and as Americans, and we have respect for each other, the rule of law, the Constitution, and, you know, the American promise, the American dream. You know, that it's that promise and that dream that brought the other side of my family over from Ireland, you know, where they did not have, you know, freedom and liberty.
Speaking of your three for dinner, they're all leaders in their own way, shape, or form. So we got to give a shout out to Dee Millett and your involvement with Dee Millett.
Yes, yes. I have to say it was Dee Millett, for those who may not know what it is, it's a youth leadership and service organization. It's been around for about 100 years, started in Kansas City. Walt Disney is by far one of our most famous Dee Millett members, and by extension, Mickey Mouse. So when you saw the Dee Millett's marching in the parade, they had an inflatable Mickey. But really, you know, there's chapters all over the world that brings people together. Most of my friends now are actually down at the international session this weekend in Walt Disney World. And they're kind of meeting. They pass legislation, and the youth have a congress where they learn how to kind of make recommendations and things like that to kind of guide and govern the organization. So it really places youth in the driver's seat. And we're lucky enough here in Schenectady to have a Dee Millett chapter that meets out of Scotia, the Electric City chapter. you know, with the DMLA program, we have our Squire program, so there's a little bit of like a knighthood theme to the group. A group of young ladies that are involved in the program as well, including my daughter. We have about 40 youth that participate in this program, and they plan, they choose what they want to do, they plan it. They started the snow cone business. They didn't want to do a cookie cutter fundraiser. So they, you know, the advisors that we have who, you know, kind of volunteer their time, we help them guide them through making a business plan, a marketing plan. And they created this. They got investors or donors to help buy some of the equipment they needed. And, you know, every community event, you know, whether it's the fireworks, summer night, Oktoberfest, you know, they're out there slinging snow cones, raising money for the charities that they support. They get to choose, but also for their programming. So they have My Government Day coming up in a couple weeks where they're going to be doing a trip to the Saratoga battlefield. So it's a great program. And I grew up in it. You know, I have to say it teaches civic responsibility and leadership, the importance of family, you know, the importance of being respectful and understanding it, you know, different faith backgrounds. And kindness, I think something, kindness and friendship, something I think we could all benefit from.
So we're going to just go around and get us out of here. So we're going to start with our guests. So so get us out of here, Justin.
Well, Stan and Chen, thanks so much for having me on your show. I'm going to continue to be a big fan and a cheerleader. I can't wait to see you on the 27th. It's going to be a blast, and you know, bring your smiles, your fun, and we're going to have a good time. And I'll make sure I have my brand new coffee mug
just
ready and prepared to go.
I don't even have a mug, but you know, it's fine.
Your name's like basically everywhere, but she still wants a mug.
I still want a mug.
You've got how many shirts there? It's your name. All right, get us out of here.
So one other thing I'll be bringing with me on the 27th, my mini neck fan. You're welcome, everybody.
I love being wearing fans.
I'll be wearing the big neck.
My makeup is still good.
The cooling towels.
I've got the cooling neck thing. I may have to buy another one. So.
Anyway, so yeah, we're excited. We're pumped for next week. And so hopefully the weather is perfect for us. And we see a lot of you guys out there. Like I said, one more reminder, come prepared. We will have questions.
Say goodbye.
Goodbye.
Stan and Chen Show. It's Stan. Love your life. It's the only one you got. Peace out.
Stan likes to have his own outro.